Roanoke is plagued by burglaries, and Appalachian Power plans to increase rates for residential and industrial consumers. All that plus traffic, sports, and weather in today's 5 o'clock news break on WUVT FM Blacksburg. I'm Christy Mangold. The past 4 months have been busy for Roanoke City Police. The number of reported burglaries for the months of January through April spiked 31% since last year. Just yesterday, 4 burglaries occurred in separate Roanoke churches. Police confirmed forced entry for the Double Anointing Church, Saved by Grace Church, and the African Methodist Church sometime early Monday morning. No items were reported missing. The same is true for Mount Zion Church, although one item was reported missing. Additionally, a 5th church, Faith Ministries, reported damage to the outside of the building Monday morning. The building was not broken into. Roanoke City Police Chief Chris Perkins reminds all home and business owners to remain vigilant and take precautions to prevent yourself and your neighbors from becoming the next burglary victim. If you have any information about these crimes, call Roanoke City Police at 540-853-5959. In other news, Appalachian Power is asking the Virginia State Corporation Commission permission to increase its rates. In a news release from Appalachian Power, the company asked to hike up rates to compensate for rising fuel prices. The proposed increase would be 9% overall, 7% for homeowners, and a higher rate for some industrial customers. The last time Appalachian Power raised its rates was in 2009. In 2010, the rates dropped and have stayed there for the past 20 months. The new rate for residential customers would go from 10.5 cents per kilowatt hour to 11.26 cents. The company provides power for 1 million people in the Virginia, West Virginia, and Tennessee areas. In traffic news, crews are set to replace the Route 613 bridge near Snowville starting at the end of April. Closer to town, parts of University City Boulevard will be closed this week so crews can repair damaged pavement, and the intersection of Clay and Main Street will also be closed this week to improve water drainage. And now with all your Hokie sports news, here's Nick D'Alfonso.
Thanks, Christy. The father of Virginia Tech's top recruit for men's basketball has told sources that his son, Montrezl Harrell, will probably decommit from Virginia Tech and pursue his career in college basketball elsewhere. This news comes just one day after Virginia Tech officially released head coach Seth Greenberg after a 9-year tenure at the university. Harrell is a highly touted recruit after averaging 22.2 points per game and 9.8 rebounds per game as a senior at Hargrave Military Academy, and was featured in the top 100 on most recruiting websites. Though his release remains unofficial, Harrell has reportedly expressed interest and played for several other big-name programs, including the national champion Kentucky Wildcats, current ACC member North Carolina State University, and future ACC member University of Pittsburgh, among others. Harrell is one of only two members from the 2012 recruiting class to have verbally committed to Virginia Tech, with the other being Marshall Wood of Rustburg High School. However, Wood announced today that he will ask university for his release this week, so that he too can reevaluate his options for where he'd like to play next year. Wood did, however, say that Virginia Tech will still remain a candidate among other universities, but his decision will depend on whether he can once again connect with whoever is hired for the Hokies' new coaching staff. Virginia Tech outdoor track and field coach Dave Gianelli has been named the ACC's Coach of the Year for the 2012 season. This award comes after Virginia Tech won its first ever ACC outdoor track and field championship this past weekend. Gianelli has been awarded the same honor 7 times in his 11 seasons here at Virginia Tech. The Virginia Tech baseball team will host Davidson University tonight at 5:30 in their first game since Saturday's doubleheader with Wake Forest. The game with Davidson also marks the first of 10 straight home games for the Hokies before their final three regular season games with North Carolina in late May. The Hokies are 27-15 on the season and are 15-4 at home. They will return to action this Friday when they take on the University of Maryland. The softball team will play Radford tonight in Radford at 5 p.m. The two teams met earlier this season when Virginia Tech beat the Highlanders 9-1 back on February 14th. The Hokies are currently third in the ACC with a record of 34-16 overall and an in-conference record of 11-6. The Hokies will only have three regular season games left after tonight, including a two-game series with Georgia Tech this weekend and their regular season finale with Liberty next Tuesday. That's all for this WVT Sports Update. I'm Nick D'Alfonso. Now over to Nick Gilmore with the weather.
Thanks, Nick. Today we have had partly sunny skies, windy conditions with gusts up to 35 miles per hour, and high temperatures hanging around 55 degrees, which is below average for this time of year. Tonight we can expect partly cloudy skies and chilly temperatures with lows hovering around 34 degrees. Warm temperatures begin to return on Wednesday, following this weekend's nor'easter, as highs will reach 63. A warm front attached to an area of low pressure moving into the Great Lakes begins to approach southwest Virginia Wednesday evening. Look for mostly cloudy skies and the chance for a shower or thunderstorm overnight with lows near 49. On Thursday, we can look forward to another chance of showers and thunderstorms throughout the day. Cloudy skies, a high near 70 degrees, and windy conditions with gusts up to 25 miles per hour are also possible. The rain threat continues into Thursday night under mostly cloudy skies and temperatures hovering near 50 degrees. On Friday, we can expect partly sunny skies and highs hanging around 65 as high pressure builds in for the weekend. Though there is the chance for some more rain on Friday, temperatures will remain in the 60s to near 70 through this weekend. I'm meteorologist Nick Gilmore in the WVT Weather Center. Back to you, Christy.
Thanks, Nick. Right now, it's partly cloudy in the New River Valley. It's 60 in Roanoke, 57 near Dublin and Pulaski, 58 in Marion, 54 near Bluefield, and it's 57 degrees outside the WUVT studios here in downtown Blacksburg, Virginia. For WUVT News, I'm Christy Mangold.
The subject is...
Ladies and gentlemen...
Once again, ladies and gentlemen...
The subject is... Jazz.
At this time, we'd like to play a number that's
engaging, original part of the standard jazz repertoire.
Thank you. Venture Out is your on-campus connection to the outdoors. You can check out the spring trip schedule online and keep your eyes open for summer and fall programs that include caving, climbing, rafting, horseback riding, and more. Venture Out also offers rentals for tents, sleeping bags, backpacks, coolers, canoes, and more. What you were just listening to was Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers playing Moanin' off of the album of the same name, Moanin'. It is a wonderful blues and jazz standard. If you want to listen to some good jazz, you're kind of running out of time, because I'm pretty sure that this is the last week of shows. So you just gotta keep on listening and enjoy your fair share of decadent and depraved music for the semester. I'll be back next semester. Of course, I love y'all too much not to do so, but you might be missing out on over the summer. If you have any requests or anything like that, be sure to call in at 540-231-9888. That number again is 540-231-WUVT. What we got coming up next is David Murray and the Guocom Masters off the album Guotet. All right. As I said before, that was David Murray and the Guo Ka Masters featuring on the tenor saxophone the one, the only, the Pharaoh Sanders. Yeah. What we got coming up next is E.L. Vilner introducing his big band. We're playing a track off of his first album, and it's called Tonk, and it's a really, really good track. But in case you're wondering what the weather is, because in case you live in a basement and all you do is listen to jazz, tonight's going to be partly cloudy with a low around 35, west wind between 9 and 8 p.m., then eventually becoming calm. Anyways, here's some big band jazz for you. Big sounds, wonderful, decadent, and depraved music. Check it out. Venture Out is on campus connection to the outdoors. You can check out the spring trip schedule online and keep your eyes open for summer and fall programs that include caving, climbing, rafting, horseback riding, and more. Venture Out also offers rentals for tents, sleeping bags, backpacks, coolers, canoes, and more. That just was Bobby Watson's tribute to Johnny Hodges, the alto saxophonist of the one, the only Duke Ellington's big band, on his whole tribute album, and a tribute especially to Johnny Hodges' amazing abilities to play with the blues. That was Jeep's Blues, named after Johnny Hodges' ability to run the fastest out of the entire Duke Ellington big band. How about that? What we got coming up next is some more new jazz music. Brian Ho off his album Organic playing some Horace Silver. It's pretty good because I'm already playing, you know, some jazz messages and all that. So I figure it's only fitting. Anyways, check it out. Enjoy the organs. And if you have any calls or requests of your own, you know the number. But if you don't, it's 540-231-9888. That number again is 540-231-WUVT.